So this big story this week, the execution of Troy Davis, joining us on America's Radio Newsline right now with more and a very unique perspective on this. Rhonda Cook, reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thank you so much for being with us, Rhonda.
My pleasure.
Well, to let our listeners know, Rhonda, and most of these executions in a lot of states, they allow members of the media to come in and witness, and you were one of the witnesses. And how difficult was that for you?
Well, first of all, the state requires that there be media witnesses. And this was my 12th one. So it's very sterile, and it's very according to plan, and it's very stringent, and you just, you know, keep yourself out of the mood as much as you can. But I will say that I have never seen one like this.
How so?
Well, it was huge. It was huge. The media attention, the outpouring from the public. There were hundreds of people there demonstrating. They increased the security there. And then, once in the death chamber, when he was given the opportunity to make a final statement, his was unusually long, and he spoke very quickly. There was a lot of energy coming from him.
And he continued to say that he was innocent to the end, that he was innocent. They had the wrong man. How did the family of the victim respond to that?
Well, there were two family members there, Officer Mark McPhail's son, who was also Mark McPhail, and Officer McPhail's brother. Now, they had their backs to us. They were on the front row, and we're on the back row. Mark McPhail leaned forward, his elbows popped on his knee, and he never stopped staring. And the brother just sat, you know, very straight. Now, when they came out of the death chamber, Mark McPhail was smiling, and he hugged a woman who was also a witness sitting next to him. And he looked relieved. The mother of the officer is relieved. They say they can now, you know, close this chapter.
Rhonda, you said you've attended 12 of these. Are these executions for the victims' families, are they usually about revenge?
The victims' families?
Yeah.
In some cases, I'd have to say yes, because of the people I've spoken with, but in most cases, it's revenge is such a harsh word, but it's like they want this over with. They want somebody, yeah, I guess it is revenge. They want somebody to pay. But mostly they want it over because they're tired of the courts, and they're resentful because they feel that once you get to the execution day, everybody's focused on the accused and not on the victim. So I guess you could say it's about revenge, but it's not as harsh as that word makes it out to be.
Well, there may be closure for some people in this particular case, or any for that matter, but this one has generated a lot of attention, a lot of media attention, a lot of controversy. So in that sense, it's not over. What are you seeing, especially covering Atlanta and the state of Georgia, what are you seeing both there and the ramifications nationally?
Well, here, we have been fielding calls from media from Europe, from Canada, all over the country. There's a lot of interest here. I don't know that there'll be any ramifications in the state. I think it's all going to come from outside, because this is a southern state that believes very strongly in the death penalty. So, but there's been a lot of attention focused on it, and I think this is fuel for those who oppose the death penalty.
Rhonda, for most people who have never attended an execution like this, we see what they're like through the movies, through A Dead Man Walking, Green Mile, Monsters Ball. How does it relate to the movie versions of these?
Well, it's not Green Mile, I can tell you that, first of all, because we don't electrocute people, and it's just not that. Dead Man Walking isn't that far off the mark. There is one media representative who monitors them hooking up the condemned to putting the IVs in and restricting them to the gurney and putting them there and all. And then the rest of us, the other four of us, are brought in with other witnesses. And it's, like I said, it's very sterile. It's so quiet in there. The only noise I could hear this time was the air conditioning. And you hear the pencils. They give us pencils and legal pads. You could hear the writing.
Is the emotional state of people witnessing it, though, does that relate to these movies, is kind of what I mean?
No. Okay. No, because they're they're told that there can be absolutely no talking, no noise, no nothing.
Right.
I've been in them before where the witnesses for the condemned will cry, but it's quiet. You don't hear anything, but nobody makes a sound at all.
And then do you have to go out and talk to the media afterwards? I've seen this in California before where the reporter goes out and talks to the reporters. Have you done that?
Yes, it's a pool situation
right.
where we come out and we relate what the last words were, how he looked, and then they'll ask us questions about what we saw in there. But it is a pool situation. We do stand in front of the microphones.
Right.
We're the subject of it.
Much like we're doing now. Rhonda, it's a fascinating talk with you. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Rhonda Cook, reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Rhonda.